My Letters and Sounds. Phase 5 Reader. The Sleepover by Claire Helen Welsh. Leon was going to spend the night at Peter's house. It was his first time spending the whole night away from home. "What if I miss you?" he asked his dad. "You will not miss me," his dad smiled. "The sleepover will be too much fun." When Leon arrived, Peter was in the garden. Together, Leon and Peter played in Peter's treehouse. Then they played hide and seek. Leon hid behind a bush. "Where are you?" But soon, the boys grew tired of that game. The sleepover wasn't as much fun as Leon's dad said it would be. Leon started to miss home. Peter's mum was a music teacher. "Who would like to play with some instruments?" she asked. "Take your pick." Leon and Peter picked an instrument each. They went back into the garden. They marched up and down and back and forth, playing tunes. Even Peter's dog joined in. "Howl!" "A marching band needs a uniform," Peter's mum said. She gave them some hats and waistcoats to put on. The children were having so much fun. Day turned to dusk, and still they marched around the garden. "What an awful racket!" "Shush!" "I think it might be time to come in now," Peter's mum whispered. Soon, the boys were asleep. Being in a marching band was tiring. The next morning, Leon's dad arrived to collect him. "How was the sleepover?" "It was the best night," beamed Leon. "We played instruments in a marching band." "That sounds like fun," said Leon's dad. "Maybe we can get you an instrument to play at home." "That would be amazing," grinned Leon. He pointed at the tuba in the corner. "I would love one of those."